to save the day.
Welcome to Mighty House. This is a radio show for people with problems. Home improvement problems, that is. Send an email now to Robbie@MightyHouse.net or call into the show at 877-711-5611. From foundation leaks to roof repairs, the Mighty House team is on the job. You're listening to Mighty House.
I'm Ron Calgill. The Mighty House team is back. Join us on Facebook Live right now, brought to you in part by First Northern Credit Union. First Northern Credit Union is the only community credit union in Evanston. Visit them at fncu.org to learn more about the benefits of a credit union membership in your community. Also, Fast Signs of Lincolnwood, that's 80@fastsigns.com. Our buddies over at Mr. Floor, and you can go to mrfloor.com there. And then, AWM Construction, awmroofing.com for all your roofing and gutter needs. They'll get you squared away right there. And let's see. Podcasts and previous shows available at MightyHouse.net, Stitcher, iTunes, SoundCloud, and on HomeApprovementUSA.com. Find links to all of them at MightyHouse.net. Video clips of the show are available at MightyHouse.net and on our Mighty House YouTube channel. And you can follow us on Facebook by looking for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. And our Twitter handle is at Mighty House. And you can give us a call on the Mr. Floor helpline. It's 877-711-5611. You will have a chance to win your choice of Mr. Floor cleaning products. They're all non-toxic and environmentally safe, and you can learn more at mrfloor.com. All right. Excellent. We got somebody on the line there?
Yes, we do.
Who's on the line there?
Larry Casey.
Oh, Larry? Hey, Larry.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Good. Thanks for hanging on.
We want to know all about your venting roof and also why you got three quotes for $1,500, $1,500,
and $4,500. Yeah, it was interesting. I got two quotes for roughly $1,445, $1,450. A third quote from a quote-unquote reputable company was $50-something hundred, and they knocked off some because I'm a retired policeman, so they knocked it down to $4,500.
Okay.
But, and, like we've learned here, maybe they are charging more, but maybe the other companies are missing something. So what exactly did you have a quote for?
What's the scope of work? Are all of them the same?
Okay, what we're doing is my house is about 1,200 square feet, the attic.
Okay.
The attic is wide open. It's going to be blown in insulation, and it's going to be our 49
would be the code is. Yeah, 49.
Yeah, 49. Now, the only difference was the one with the higher quote wanted to blow it into one R60, R59.
Okay. No reason
to do that.
But
other than that, baffles across the every 6 feet where the vents will be. I'm going to have vents cut into my soffits.
Okay.
And then you're talking about connecting a fan, a bathroom fan, from a powder room to a mushroom vent, which is minor. And then they're talking about building a little dam around my whole house fan and on the entrance door leading up to it. Other than that, it's just blown in insulation. $5,900 and roughly, 1450 for each of those, the other two.
Huh.
And that was about it. It's the same materials and such.
Really?
By the way, the one with the $4,900 never got back to me. He was in my house. I did all this measurements and everything else. Again, a reputable company, and they never submitted a contract to me. So
really,
I told him. Yeah, I told him right off the bat that I'm getting three estimates.
Uh huh.
And I said I already got one for about $1,450.
Yeah.
And at that, he said, well, I asked why he was higher.
Uh-huh.
And he said, we do the same work. We added more insulation. We're a quality. We do a quality job, but we do a better job than the other people. So you're going to pay more, but you're going to get a better job. Well,
okay.
About three times more. That's insane.
Yeah. Well, and the one thing you haven't talked about yet is air sealing. Were they going to air seal?
I was just going to head to, because it drives you crazy.
Nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing about air sealing from any of the companies.
See, and that's the key. You need to. They should be air sealing that. And if you've got a whole house fan, when you're not using it, it should have a, what we do is we build an insulated foam cover that at least that way you can seal it up in the winter when you're not using it.
Yeah.
And then the same thing, they make a cover for the attic access. If you have a pull down staircase,
yes.
They make a cover for that so that you can air seal that also. That all needs to be done.
Yeah.
And if that was all being done for that $4,500 price, I might say, okay, well, you know, there's a little bit more.
I agree. If he said we're going to air seal everything prior to putting any insulation in, no, that's because it doesn't do any good to insulate without doing the air sealing.
Right.
So because you're going to still have that air movement. So basically the insulation becomes an air filter, but you still have air movement. So as warm air in the house rises and moist air rises through that insulation, it saturates the insulation, thus reducing the R value. So we can't stress how important air sealing is over insulation. And that's why we promote
closed
cell foam. Every place a piece of conduit or wire comes through a top plate, over every light fixture, where your furnace flue comes up from the basement crawl space up through there. Your bath fans have to be sealed because you got air from the bathrooms leaking through there. So there's a lot of air sealing that needs to happen before you insulate.
We'll spend a day just air sealing, two guys a day just air sealing an attic before we ever start to do any insulation. And, you know, sometimes it'll take more than that. So that's where the majority, the easy part's blowing the insulation in. It's no different than painting.
Mm-hmm.
You can call a painter and they'll come in and open the bucket and start painting, but that's not what you want.
A painter. That person installs paint.
Right. You want somebody that's going to come in, take all the pictures down. They're going to take all the picture hangers off. They're going to patch everything. They're going to sand everything down, wash it all down, clean it up, and then paint. The guy that comes in and does all the prep work and spends 3 days prepping the room before he paints it, that's a huge difference in cost because, he can come in and roll paint and be gone in 2 hours. But
it's a big difference in the finish, too. Though.
Right. And then the quality of the job is completely different. So there's no different in that in the insulation. So if you're just going to come in and blow an insulation, then I don't know.
If somebody says they're going to do the air sealing, and I know the one insulation company, Innovative, but they'll come vacuum out all your old insulation.
Yep.
That then gives them access to air seal everything. And again, it always comes down to money. If you've got the money where you can do a blower door test prior to air sealing and insulation, the best way to do it is actually run the blower door while they're air sealing, and you'll watch that number go down and down and down and down.
Yeah.
It's a huge benefit to these things. It's just right now there's not enough guys doing it. So, it'd be a few $100 to do the blower door test.
Well, another issue I have is I'm going to be out of here in 2 to 3 years.
Right. So
where are you going, Larry?
But at the same time, anywhere.
Anywhere.
Anywhere but out of this politically corrupt city of ours.
Are you going to Florida?
No.
No.
Okay.
Wisconsin? Yahaterland? Going to the cheese land?
I don't care. Anywhere out of this city.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, I still think I had ice dams last year.
Uh-huh.
So I'm not going to leave the house in poor condition to somebody else. So I'm going to get that attic done. And how about the soffits? I thought I had vents, but I don't.
Right.
So I had a quote. I have one quote on putting vents in every 5 to 6 feet, every 6 feet.
Okay.
But I was thinking about getting the vents the entire length of the north and south side of the house.
Is it a vinyl soffit or do you have wood soffits right now?
Vinyl.
Vinyl. Okay.
So, I'm sorry, it's wood covered with vinyl.
Right. So you can take all the vinyl down, just rip out all the wood underneath there and then put the vinyl back up and then put in your venting every 6 feet if you want. But you could do the whole thing, too. It's not going to hurt,
Yeah, what I was going to have them do was just cut vents straight across the wood.
Okay, yeah, they cut a groove all the way through it.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's fine. A big thing, and then when we cut out the plywood, the one thing you want to do is reach up in there and make sure the insulation is not clogging or filling the soffit, because that's one of the other parts that we're blown in.
Yeah.
When we do new construction, what you posted on Facebook, you're talking about the baffles. When we do new construction, those baffles go from the outside of the top plate up to the bottom of the roof deck and then across the up the plane of the roof.
Yep.
So that keeps the insulation from falling down there. When you're doing retro, you can't really get in there and do that. So you have to be careful that you just don't blow it down in there.
Right.
So when you're doing your soffit venting, yes, you just reach up into the hole then and make sure it's clear up into the attic, and you should be good.
Yep. Well,
and the rule of thumb works out.
1 square foot for every 300 square feet of attic. Said the house is 1,200 square feet. So you need 4 square feet of venting, and typically that would be 2 on the roof, 2 on the soffit. So look at the venting that you're using, and it'll have a number, NFA, net free area. Tally it up to 4.
All right, we got to take a quick break. Thanks for the phone call there, Larry.
Okay, thank you, guys. Have a great day.
All thanks, Larry.
Right. We'll be back right after this.
This is Mighty House. Mighty House will return.
Man like me's got on.
This is Mighty House.
I knew it wasn't me, Randall. I knew it. I knew it.
You knew it.
I knew it. All my lights were red and green and ready to go. We're broadcasting worldwide and live. MightyHouse.net, TuneIn.com. We're also on the Gab Radio Network. Just look for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. Podcasts and preview shows available at MightyHouse.net, Stitcher, iTunes, SoundCloud, and on HomeImprovementUSA.com. Find links to all of them at MightyHouse.net. You can follow us on Facebook by looking for Mighty House Home Improvement Show, and our Twitter handle is at Mighty House. And you can give us a call on the Mr. Floor helpline. It's 877-711-5611. You will have a chance to win your choice of Mr. Floor cleaning products. They're all non-toxic and environmentally safe, and you can learn more at MrFloor.com. And just a quick little story there. I had done some electrical work for a client, and they were complaining that they couldn't get their wood floors clean. They just bought the house, and I can't clean these floors. It's awful. I took them over a bottle of Mr. Floor cleaning products and a little Swiffer deal. And
the
I said,
wood
here.
Floor cleaner?
Yeah, they took the wood floor cleaner over there because I had 2 bottles at the house, and I took them one. She's like, where'd you get this stuff? It's amazing. And so now I just gave her Mr. Floor's address since it's close here.
Nice.
She's going to be buying gallons of it over there at the Skokie office. So it's right on Oakton there. You can stop into the showroom and pick up your cleaning products if you're close by. You're in Evanston area here. So MrFloor.com. If you're out of state, out of country, you want to have it shipped to you, give it a shot. It's some really good stuff. MrFloor.com. All right. And with that, should we cover something else that...
you got a whole list of stuff to cover. Go ahead.
I do. I wanted to go over the 7 myths that you may not know. That you may not know about ceiling fans.
Okay.
And ceiling fans.
Before you get into this.
Yeah.
So there was a story on the news yesterday. I'm laying in bed, drinking my coffee, getting ready to go to work.
And uh-huh.
News story is why you shouldn't sleep with your ceiling fan on.
Uh-huh.
So they were, I don't know who got paid for this study, but one, it can spread dust.
What?
It can spread dust.
Oh, come
Two,
on.
It can dry your skin. You're going to like this one. It can dry your eyes if you sleep with your eyes partially open.
Oh, my gosh.
This was on the news. So I'm laughing. I'm like, and wonder how much grant money we gave them to do this little study.
What the heck? Who?
I know.
What was it for? Funny. What was this study for?
I don't know. The effects of sleeping with a ceiling fan? I don't know. But you know how we talk about certain things, about energy use, creating heat, all that?
Right.
No, none of that. It was all to do with, obviously, beauty and health. I literally laughed. I was like, that was a perfect way to start my day. It was hilarious.
That sounds like a total waste of electricity to even try to broadcast that out over the air.
Nope. And the news anchor, how they are. She just sits there and reads it because somebody gave it to her.
Oh, that is unbelievable. Funny. Well, my ceiling fans are, if I'm in the room, they're running. That's just the way it is. But when I leave the room, I turn them off. Because what am I cooling? I'm not cooling anything. If you're not in the room and the fan's just running in there, it's not doing anything.
Unless you have it a box window fan and you're bringing cool air into the house.
No, that's different. We're talking ceiling fans.
Yes.
So. Ceiling fans.
Okay, yes.
So And I've got that. I've got a box fan in my window blowing in the cool air right now.
Or maybe stale air. If you have a ceiling fan in your bedroom and, like, you know, it's like smelly air in your bedroom because maybe,
you keep hockey gear in there?
Maybe.
Uh-huh.
Or just men are in there at times. And your eyes water.
Uh-huh.
So maybe you just want the ceiling fan to be going to keep the air.
The stench down?
Fresh.
Oh, okay. Well, that's possible. But you're in the room. When you leave the room, turn it off. So the first myth, ceiling fans heat the room. Is that true or false?
Minutely. I know most of these.
Minutely.
Yeah?
Yeah. Negligibly. Can you say that
negligibly?
Word?
Negligibly?
Thank you. Negligibly. Say it again.
Say negligible. So it's negligibly.
Negligibly.
Right.
Negligibly.
Uh-huh.
Negligibly. Thank you.
So the net result of running a ceiling fan is that you are adding heat to the room because there's a picture here with a thermal imaging camera. The electric motor that's in the fan is producing heat. Part of the energy uses, because it's not 100% efficient, will create heat as a byproduct of spinning that motor. So that your room temperature might be 70 degrees, but then that fan is 86. So if you leave that fan running all the time, that is effectively going to heat the room and make it warmer. Make sense?
Yes.
Okay. Yes.
Negligibly.
Depends on how long you want to leave it run. Ceiling fans cool people. Is that?
Yes, that is true. Ceiling fans cool people.
Uh-huh.
Yes, because of your sweat.
Evaporative cooling is how they do that. Yes.
Right.
So that is true. That's a myth that is true. That ceiling fans actually cool people, but they do not cool
the air.
The air, the
Correct.
Furniture, the floors. They do not cool.
Yes, that I know.
A fan's efficient tells you how well it moves air. So there's actually a label on the fan that will tell you how well it moves air. So you might find some foo-foo-y fan that's got these like palm leaf blades, but they don't move any air. So that when you're buying a fan, if you want to move air, to look at the label, it will tell you how much air it moves. Airflow efficiency is on there, and it'll give you airflow, cubic feet per minute, electric use, and then airflow efficiency. So that's something you want to look at on the box. So if you're really looking for the cooling factor, that's going to be more important than if you're just looking for something that aesthetically is going to go nice in the sunroom, that you want it to look cool and it's got the big like palm leaves, the fan blades and stuff like that.
Ucky. Yeah. Uggy.
Yeah, they're great to clean, by the way, just so you know. Bigger is better with ceiling fans. True or false?
Definitely better.
Okay.
Because there's a company out there that's called
Big A Fans.
Big Ass Fans, yeah.
Wait a minute. Randall.
That's the name of the company.
Acceptable.
See,
why is that acceptable?
Because
it's not the big.
We're using it in the proper context, and it is their legal name.
Yes, that is the name of their company.
Do you want me to go get my big ass fan hat?
Oh, you've got one?
Yeah, I bought three of those fans.
Oh,
the name
wow.
of my company. You want to know the name of my company, Randall?
No.
Do I have to have my finger on the dump button?
Yes.
Facebook, you see the abuse I'm going through.
Uh-huh. That's not nice, Robbie.
Just saying.
So, but if you have a very large fan, the other thing is now that can spin slower and it moves more air. So for the efficiency of that fan, like if you see one of those big-ass fans, they'll be turning really slow, but they're moving a lot of air. So
yes. We use about two 20-footers and a 12.
Yeah. So if you've got a large open space, conference center or something like that, instead of putting in, you know, six or eight ceiling fans, you can put one of these big ass fans in and move more air and use mm-hmm. less electricity. So it's something to look into, depending on the size of the room, that you may want to look at the size of the blades and how much air you want to do. That's going to fall back on that label of checking it. And are lower speeds more efficient than high speeds? Robbie's not paying attention.
Sorry, somebody texted and they said they can't get the Facebook Live feed. They don't know how to do it.
Oh, they don't know how to do it.
Well, they always...
Search 1590 WCGO.
Okay. They've always done it. It just popped up, and now they're saying it's not popping up.
Oh, because they would just sign in, and it
so
would
go to WCGO.com.
Yeah.
1590 WCGO.
1590 WCGO. Facebook page.
Okay.
Or they can go to the Mighty House page, too, and it should be right there.
Okay. I'm sorry. Maybe. What was the question?
Lower speeds are more efficient.
No, because I want to cool off faster.
Yeah.
It's like if I have a beer that I want cold, I put it in the freezer because it goes faster.
Yeah.
Which is not true.
Speaking of which, Robbie, are you going to bring in more beer for us?
Maybe.
Maybe.
So I would say faster, more efficient.
And it depends on the size of the blades, though, too, because that big-ass fan company... They used to be called HVLS Fan Company, which who's going to order one of those? But that was high volume, low speed. Because it's a high volume, because it's a large blade, it can run on slower speeds, like we were talking before. So depends on the size. If you buy a small bladed fan, you are going to have to run it on high, and it's going to be less efficient than if you buy a, you know, like if you buy a 24 inch, you're going to have to run that faster and use more electricity than if you bought a 52-inch and ran at a lower speed.
Well, that makes complete sense, but I thought you meant, like, if I do a lower, with the exact same fan.
Oh.
If I do lower or higher, which then, is more efficient.
Lower is going to be more efficient.
Why?
Because you're using less electricity. It's not going to cool you as well, but it's going to be more efficient.
Okay. Well, I want to be cooled better.
Okay, you don't care.
No.
Oh, she cares.
You don't care how much electricity it's using. You want to be cool. You want to stop sweating.
Right. What's more efficient for me?
Oh.
Why use it then? You know. Well, I'm not cool, but man, I'm saving on my electric bill.
Right.
That doesn't make any sense. Then don't use it. If your concern is saving on the electric bill, don't use a fan.
Right. And ceiling fans probably won't save you any money if you have air conditioning.
No, I just think it's a comfort thing because I still run the fan. Knowing all this, I still run the fan in the bedroom at night and the air's on.
Yes.
It's just to get air movement.
Thank you.
Yes.
That's what I was going to
say. Because once the blower turns off, you know, then it gets sort of stagnant.
Right. Well,
so and that's all the fan's for. Just I don't use it to cool down. I just use it on low for air movement.
Right. And that, as that air passes across your body and your skin, it makes it feel cooler. So... That's why you would still want to run it during your air conditioning. So, there you go.
Are there more?
Yeah, there's one more.
Okay, good. I like these games.
Excuse me. Sorry.
A ceiling,
what was that?
The last one is a ceiling fan can decapitate you. And we'll be back right after this.
Mighty House. Mighty House will return.
You see this hammer in my hand?
Yeah, I'm going to find that sad finder. What does it look like?
And a level.
What is a level?
Don't you know what a level is?
Yeah, it's something you advance to in a video game.
It's Mighty House. Call Mighty House now at 847-475-1590 and get all your answers from the experts.
This is Mighty House.
Join us on Facebook Live right now, brought to you in part by First Northern Credit Union. First Northern Credit Union is the only community credit union in Evanston. Visit them at fncu.org to learn more about the benefits of a credit union membership in your community. We're broadcasting worldwide and live, MightyHouse.net, TuneIn.com. We're also on the Gab Radio Network. Just look for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. Podcasts and preview shows available at MightyHouse.net, Stitcher, iTunes, SoundCloud, and on HomeImprovementUSA.com. Find links to them at MightyHouse.net. You can follow us on Facebook by looking for Mighty House Home Improvement Show, and our Twitter handle is at Mighty House. And you can give us a call on the Mr. Floor Helpline. It's 877-711-5611. And you'll have a chance to win your choice of Mr. Floor cleaning products. They're all non-toxic and environmentally safe. And you can learn more at MrFloor.com.
.com.
So Robbie's now in there watching movie segments.
So today is
yeah.
the first Northern Hot Dog Cart Day.
Say that again.
First Northern Hot Dog Cart Day.
Oh,
at the first Northern Credit Union in Evanston
okay.
at 11 a.m., which would be perfect for you.
Yes. Stop by
after
there.
After the show, you can go get a dog.
Or two or three, something like that.
Yes. But again, on CGO's Facebook page, they have this picture of a perfect Chicago dog.
Uh-huh.
You know, so it's like, I see that. It's just like, ooh, I'm geek.
Excellent. Well, Randall and Robbie are in there just watching movie segments now. They're
nice.
Yeah. They're in there laughing, having a good old time.
Well, isn't that what YouTube and stuff is for? Yeah.
And then? See how that works?
Or does it?
Or does it? Yeah, exactly. So the last one, we were talking about some ceiling fan myths.
Yes, the last one we need to know.
The last one was a ceiling fan can decapitate you.
No.
It can't?
No.
You sure?
Yes.
Well, how do you know?
Because it doesn't go fast enough.
Doesn't go fast enough?
And it's not, it would break
sharp
before
enough.
It would, right.
Yeah. And sharp enough. Yeah. So if you actually want to, you can go to.
Next in line.
The Mythbusters, and Mythbusters actually has a video here of the fan going. Here, you can watch it right there. See, it doesn't do anything.
Did they put their actual head there?
Yeah. Well, no. They used the gel dummies. So,
mm-hmm.
So if you all you have to do is Google Mythbuster fan decapitation, and they'll show you. They used metal blades, and they sharpened them, and it still didn't. Go all the way through, but it did at least cut them. See, there you go. So don't worry about it. The fan will just break, so you don't have to worry about
nice.
The kids jumping on the bed and hitting the ceiling fan. It won't hurt them.
Wow.
They might get a boo boo. That'd be about it.
Yeah, a big boo boo, according to that.
Mm-hmm.
But those were sharpened.
Yes. Yes. Exactly.
I remember one episode and they put their finger in something like acid or something, whatever. Yeah. But what it was is if you coated your finger first or something with something. So they tried it on a hot dog first because they were so terrified to try this. And the hot dog was fine. And they tried a couple. And so the guy actually did put his finger in there. And it was just like horrifying to watch him do it. I'm like, uh-huh. What are you, nuts?
Yeah, that's like the guy, you know, the sauced up.
No, that is not possible.
Yeah.
That is not. Can you tell us what you're talking about? Because that is not possible.
It is a table saw. It's called Saw Stop.
It's not.
Evanston Lumber has them. And I was there with Evanston Lumber when you do the hot dog test. And it barely takes a nick. But the owner of Saw Stop actually puts his finger into it.
No.
And it, like that. Done.
It can't.
Yep.
Oh, it can. The problem is it destroys the arbor and the blade.
The blade and then the brake is also destroyed.
Yeah, because it's a chunk of aluminum, like whatever.
Right.
I mean, it's cool as hell. It's better than losing a finger.
Oh, but. Yeah. And yeah. And that happened to, John Smith. He has one of those. And that was in here a few weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
He has one and his went off just because the wood was wet and he was touching the wood and it popped.
Mm.
So
well, that would piss me off.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Oh, let's go to the phones here. I'm sorry. Hey, Jeff, you're on Mighty House. Thanks for hanging on.
Good morning, Robbie, Ron, and Rich.
Good morning.
So, good morning.
The guy doing the insulation, the thing that got me was that he's venting the bathroom vent to the mushroom vent.
Yeah, I know. I caught that, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it needs to go to a roof, totally a roof jack and go totally outside. Yeah, but that's how we used to do it, Jeff.
Yeah.
Well, and I just assumed that he didn't. Understood that the caller didn't understand it was going that it was getting vented out not to a mushroom but actually to a dampered roof vent, you know, that's designed for it. So I just assumed that that's what
I
they
hope
would
so.
I would hope that a company out there would not be just throwing in a regular mushroom vent and throwing the bath fan to it because
see it all the time. It sounds like you're doing insulation, not roofing. So they normally don't go up on a roof and put the roof jack.
Hold on. Larry Casey, are you listening? Are you watching?
Yeah.
Well, because maybe there's an issue why now one is 1500 and one is 4500.
That's not going to make
it. No, okay. It would all be in the scope of work. If it's not listed in scope, it doesn't much matter anyway.
Right. Yeah.
So the other thing
I said, if it's not in the four corners, it doesn't exist.
All right. Try that again, Jeff.
I said, I get all my good Schlage locks from Renwick Lock over on Belmont, Chicago. They have all the good Schlage.
Oh, yeah?
Not the
pot metal.
Well, they make different series. Yeah, exactly.
So what's the name of that company?
Renwick.
Renwick. Oh, Renwick.
And
okay.
Belmont and First Avenue over there in Chicago.
Over by there?
Over by there. And then...
And then
before the river.
Oh yeah, got it. Yeah, excellent. So that's where we need to go. When we were talking locksmiths and or not locksmiths, but door locks and knobs and stuff.
Yeah, and I good posted some like Clark and Barlow Hardware, and then for plumbing fixtures, obviously Crawford, Ferguson, William F. Myers. You know, there's a lot of supply houses out there.
Yep.
You know, you don't normally.
Yeah, you're going
to pay. Well, yeah,
but you're going to pay $200 for a lock set.
Yeah, but it's going to last.
Yeah. Right?
So.
So I mean, that's the difference between big box and a good supply house.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So. Right. The quality's different, and you're
two
supporting.
Cents for the day.
Yeah, and you're supporting a local company too, which is better. So. It's all good. So.
Yeah.
All right, I appreciate the phone call, Jeff.
They've been there forever.
Yes.
Yeah. No problem.
All right. Cool. Thanks, bud. So there you go. So there's a couple of good places. You were posting that on the Facebook, Rich?
Yeah, I put that on the message feed there on the show.
Okay, over by there?
Yeah. Yeah, on the right, you have that panel on the right where you just list stuff. Yeah, I put it there.
Oh, yeah, look at that. Jeff just posted he put it on the Twitter, too.
Yeah, I don't tweet.
He's got all the, look at that, it's all brass. There's no plastic in the pot metal. It's amazing, or even they're doing stamped steel now too for a lot of it.
Well, and it's, you know, like when I used to, I would use a lot of Baldwin brass entry lock sets.
Yeah.
And Baldwin brass, I imagine they still will, but you'll pay for it. But I actually had him custom cast a plate for the inside, the escutcheon plate.
Uh huh.
So on the outside, you know, you got the big old thumb latch with the deadbolt.
Right.
And it usually has this tall plate because you get that real ornate handle.
Yeah.
Well, at the bottom of the handle, there's always a bolt that goes through.
Right.
Well, they didn't want the little cap screw or any of that. So I had them cast a custom escutcheon for the inside to match the outside.
Wow.
So that I could just run the one screw through there. That was years ago up in Burr Ridge, a house they built. And I mean, it came out great. It was just nice that they would even consider it, right? We go cast it and then we'll just go bore it for it. And
yeah, it's okay. We'll just do that for you. No problem. Yeah. It's amazing.
Well, you pay.
Yeah.
But like I said, it's not ridiculous money.
No. Well, I mean, that's the difference. But a local supply house versus the big box stores. That's one of the differences. So.
Right.
It's cool.
Well, box stores usually just run away.
Yeah. Exactly. Okay, Robbie.
What?
It's on you.
No, I'm no my
no?
tip of the my. Bleh.
You're.
Tip of the bleh. Clutter Clarity isn't coming up yet.
Oh, it's not coming up yet?
Mm-hmm.
It's next?
But, yeah, it's the next segment.
It's after this break.
But yes. We can tease.
What do you got going?
Well, 10th, I posted this on Facebook.
Uh-huh.
10 things your kids don't want.
Uh-huh. I was going to go there, and I thought, well, I'll wait, because that's probably...
That's for Clutter Clarity.
It is, and... If I've said it once, I've said it a million times.
Uh-huh.
Your kids don't want this stuff. You can't sell the stuff. I'm sorry that it costs a lot of money. I'm sorry that you paid thousands of dollars for your dining set that's heavy and dark wood.
Uh-huh.
I'm sorry that you have, what do they call those big throw rugs?
Throw rugs?
No.
Area rugs?
Those like ornamental fancy ones. What are those called?
Oh. You mean the oriental rug?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
I'm sorry that you have those and you spend thousands and thousands of dollars on them. When's the last time you were in like a 20 or 30-year-old's home and they had any of those things?
Mm,
They just don't.
No.
They don't. So after the break, we're going to talk about the 10 things that your kids just don't want.
Okay. I thought it was 7. But you've added to the list?
Is it 7?
Yeah, you said, I think it's 7. Oh, no, it is 10. Okay, yeah, yeah. Sorry.
Okay. And then...
And then...
She bought 3 more things.
And then...
And then...
And then...
And then... And then I have a teaser for later on, which are the design trends that we, meaning the people who wrote the article,
yeah,
hope go away and never come back.
Oh, like gray? Gray paint? Is that might be one of them?
I'm not going to say, but I know when you guys like to guess.
Oh.
Things, you know, so that's okay. A teaser for the third hour.
Oh, okay. That'll be our opening segment. Okay.
Yes.
I got
so
it.
I'm just going to say white kitchens, beware.
Ooh.
I know. And again, these are just
things.
Articles that other people. So please don't call me, don't text me, don't email and say, well, my children love my Oriental rug and they want to keep it forever and hang it on the wall. Yes, there are exceptions. Don't call me.
Don't.
Don't.
Don't call me.
Don't.
Just email at robbie@mightyhouse.net.
No.
All right, we'll be back with Clutter Clarity next. You're listening to
Mighty House.
This is Mighty House. Mighty House will return.
Save the day.
Here they come to save the day. This is Mighty House.
Okay, Randall, that one was on me. Yeah, it wasn't you this time.
Dead air.
We're broadcasting worldwide and live, mightyhouse.net, tunein.com. We're also on the Gab Radio Network. Just look for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. Podcasts and previous shows available at mightyhouse.net, Stitcher, iTunes, SoundCloud, and on homeimprovementusa.com. Find links to all of them, mightyhouse.net. You can follow us on Facebook by looking for Mighty House Home Improvement Show, and our Twitter handle is @MightyHouse. And if you want to give us a call, you can give us a call on the Mr. Floor Helpline. It's 877-711-5611. And you will have a chance to win your choice of Mr. Floor cleaning products. They're all non-toxic and environmentally safe. And you can learn more at
MrFloor.com.
And Rich, if somebody wanted to sign up for the newsletter and find out what's going on each week, how can they do that?
They really should just go over to MightyHouse.net, contacts page, and just first, last name, email address. Click on submit, boom, done.
Boom.
And you will know what is coming up on the show each and every week.
Just like that. Boom, done.
Yeah.
Very simple. All right. So is this, you got 10 things to cover, so we should probably just get right into it. Yeah. Yeah.
Do it.
This is Clutter Clarity powered by Mr. Oh, were we rolling there, Randall? We're rolling? Okay.
Rolling.
This is Clutter Clarity powered.
Doggies moving.
Rod.
Powered by Mr. Floor Cleaning Products. And here we roll. Do you have a disarrangement disorder? Can't seem to get that jumbled hodgepodge pile of chaos in one place? Maybe it's time for a little disposal, a little cleanup, a little eradication, evacuation, liquidation, and purgification. Here's Robbie with a tip on how to put some neatness into your disorder. This is Clutter Clarity on Mighty House.
Save me from this prison.
Hi, Mandy.
Lord, help me get away.
First time listener on Facebook.
I'm sorry.
Because only you can save me now from this misery.
Everybody dance.
No, please,
Rich.
No. What's this? What are you shoveling? What are you shoveling? What's that? What are you shoveling?
It was my funny dance.
Oh.
I don't really dance like this.
How far is heaven? Lord, can you tell me?
Okay, this week I posted 10 things kids don't want.
Uh-huh.
And
does that mean your children? What age? What do you mean by kids?
Well, so a lot
your 30-year-old kids or your 14-year-old kids.
Okay, I'd say anybody from 40 and younger. Oh, they just don't want these things.
They just don't want these things.
So people who are like cleaning out their house and they've been saving these things, you know, because my kid's going to want this.
Uh-huh.
So your kids aren't going to want this.
Okay.
So we're looking at people who maybe have children who own a home or have an apartment or something.
Okay.
What people have now are very what they call like modern tranquility. Their homes are very clean, very empty, uh-huh. very simple. I don't mean to, you know what I mean.
So me.
Yes. Okay.
Uncluttered.
Uncluttered.
How's that?
Very well.
Okay.
Very well. Okay. So books. Everybody's like, oh, well, this book is super important and, you know,
uh-huh.
these are from the 17th century, the 19th century. Uh-huh. Your kids don't want them.
No,
they don't.
Don't.
Thank you, Randall.
Randall
thank
is
you.
Our kid.
You yeah. don't.
Randall's 30. Randall's going to be a great, I'll be a great control for this.
Thank okay. you. You don't want it. Thank you. You can do an online search. There's a place, biblio.com, and you could search your book, and uh-huh. you could see how many other people have this book that think it's worth a lot of money, and they're selling for $2.
Okay.
Please donate it.
And what is it? What's the name of this?
Biblio.com.
Biblio.com. Okay.
Right. So you could just do a Google search for the book. There's lots of booksellers and places like that. You can look on eBay. Trust me, people don't want your books. Rummage sales, which are going on right now, they'll take your books because people will go to rummage sales to buy books for a quarter. But your kids don't want the books.
Okay.
Photos. That's a really tough thing because everybody's like, oh, you know.
The photo albums?
The photo albums, all that kind of stuff. Digitize them.
Agreed.
Thank you, Randall. I mean, I have never done this. I don't know how. I'm not very tech-minded, and I figure, you know what, let somebody else figure out the tech stuff. You know, if there's a home organizer who's good at tech stuff, I will refer you. Call me. I will refer you out to lots of people. That's not my forte.
A lot of those Photoshops will do that. You can take your albums in, and they'll
you can go to,
digitize them for
you. Yeah, you can go to Walgreens. And
Walgreens, yeah.
yeah. Okay, thank you very much. But people don't want boxes of old photos. Now, this article, which is from Forbes, by the way, Forbes.com, they said sell them to, like, stock photo places. So, like, if you have vintage photos,
uh-huh.
I'm like,
Yeah, that's the last thing I need is my baby photo of me in the bath becoming a stock photo.
Right. I thought that was a little odd, but okay. Steamer trunks, like old suitcases.
Those are so cool.
That's a maybe.
See?
That's a definite maybe.
You can turn that into a coffee table.
Yeah.
Easy.
I would keep a steamer trunk.
Okay, and that's what I was going to say, that people, and I just have a text from someone who says, I didn't know there was a demand for tech organizers, but now she's becoming one. So
there you go.
Great idea.
Yeah.
But the steamer trunks, a lot of people are like, yeah, use them on an end table. And you know what else you put on a steamer trunk? You strategically, you know, place your old books on there, and then you have a dust-collecting, dirty, musty, smelly thing.
Yes.
Steamer trunks, sewing machines.
No.
Old sewing machines and film projectors.
Like, film projectors are a maybe.
Why? Why are they a maybe?
Why? There is a big demand for retro right now.
Yeah, going, oh, yeah, like vinyl.
Yeah.
Vinyl's making a comeback.
Vinyl's making a comeback.
8mm.
Yep.
Yeah, that's making a comeback.
Well.
And then you got the crank, and you got to make sure you're going the right speed, and then.
So we'll give you a maybe on that.
Yeah,
okay.
That's a definite maybe, yes.
Okay.
Porcelain collections. Grandma's collection of chickens. Roosters,
only if I can use them as targets.
Bunnies, frogs, turtles, puppy dogs. Nobody wants these things.
Okay.
No, they're creepy.
And in that category, we're going to have Hummels.
Hummels?
Hummels.
Okay.
Precious Moments and Bradford Exchange, the collectible plates. Go to any Goodwill type store and you will see a million of the collectible plates.
Yeah.
Nobody
wants collects them.
Nobody wants them.
Nobody collects them?
No. Nobody wants them.
I do not want your Elvis collectible plate.
Thank you. So again, you're
Rich does. Rich loves Elvis.
So the suggestion in this article is, let's say grandma did have, or you're a loser too. Let's say grandma does have a collection of something like that, and you want to remember, well, it was grandma's collection of chickens.
Uh-huh.
The suggestion is to take a photo and then frame the photo. Okay, I'll go with that. Heavy-duty antique furniture. I have to tell you again and again and again, nobody wants your furniture, and I'm sorry. I cannot sell your multi-million dollar dining set. I'm sorry. I can't sell it. according to this article, if you take it to a second, like a consignment shop, you will get less than 25%
of its original value?
No, of what it sold for.
Oh, yeah.
And I tell people all the time, they're like, oh, I'm going to take this to a consignment shop. I'm like, you think you're getting 50-50 or you think you're going to get 60%? You're not. You're going to get about 20%.
Of whatever they sell it
for. Of whatever they sell it for. And a lot of times you have to get it there. Mm-hmm. So even to donate an item, you're going to have to hire somebody to move it out of your house. The problem is that's the problem. People think they're going to get money for it. They have to pay to get it out of the house. It's a huge problem. And
nobody wants dining room sets?
Nobody wants heavy, thick, dark dining sets.
Oh. Are pianos on this list?
They are not on this list.
That's one I would think would be on there.
Yeah.
So the dining room set I got from the Restore that was dark, big, heavy.
Nobody wants that.
Except for me.
Okay.
I snatched it up out of the Restore. So you might be able to take it to the Restore and donate it there.
But they have trouble selling these things, too.
Unless I walk
in. So there's a couple more things here on this list, and if we get slow later on, we can come back to these.
You got a few more?
I do have a few more.
Well, then stay tuned. We'll cover the rest of it after the news break. You are listening to
Mighty House.
This is Mighty House.
Mighty House will return.